Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as a couple of fox folk in this podcast, and we all use the he, him pronouns, and today we're rolling some dice.
Do you want to tell us who you play?
Do you want to tell us who they are?
Oh, well, they're both named Vaughns. Officially. So we segregate them by nacho cheese flavor and Cool Ranch flavor. And what else do I usually tell you about them?
I don't know. They're
one of them. Yeah. What they do.
Yeah. They one's an alchemist and one's a modern day ninja. If there were such a thing as modern day in this show.
It's always modern day.
Yeah.
It's been modern day the whole time, just they don't
Yes.
know.
It's a contemporary ninja.
Contemporary ninja.
New sitcom on ABC.
I would also say that the middle class is rising. That's the other thing that I would say about all of this. Anyway, I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns, and Jesse is getting stronger.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard, who is currently melded with Sidroa, the goo creature, who together we are known as as Weldroa, and we'll take any pronouns you want to throw at us. Mine are they, them. And if anybody's interested, I'm excited because I'm going to get my mech.
Woo-hoo. Hey, did Sidroa, like, do they still have, are they still full of bones, or did they spit those out?
No, we don't have.
Well, you would still have bones.
Do I?
Yeah, you wouldn't have gotten collecting? Rid of the bones that you've collected. You're just putting them also into the mech.
Every so often you must roll over a tooth or a pebble or something. That probably helps.
They're not silly putty. Anyway.
Yeah, they're very serious putty.
I have this. I have this vision of them when Aristique's broke, they just pushed it out.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but they got new ones after that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And they probably need more because of the size of the mech, because the bones need. Anyway, okay, yeah, I'm with that.
It's got to be hard to push buttons without bones.
Let's let Wit introduce himself, for fuck's sake.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist / mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold pilot. We all use he/him pronouns, and we're ready to level up.
Yeah. If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform choice. It helps people find us, makes us feel good about what we do. You do it for every other podcast you listen to as well.
Welcome, guys, we nailed that intro.
Yes, flawless. Can you tell this is a secondary attribute episode, dear listener? So yeah, we're going to do a quick level up because I leveled up at the end of last session, and now everyone gets to roll their dice and do that and add HP, and it's going to be cool. And some people got new spells. And it's going to be neat.
There are new potions.
Yeah. So I guess first things first, everyone should roll their new hit die.
What kind of die is that, Ian?
It's whatever one is in your book.
It's made from.
It's in the book.
I believe it is a D8 for nacho cheese and a D6 for Cool Ranch.
Oh, because their classes are different.
And yes. Because the book tells us that maybe our hit die is changed from a hit die to a +4 or whatever, but mine for 11th level, I definitely also still rolled a hit die. So should I keep doing that?
Yes, we all get to roll hit die because the rule where you start getting 1 HP at a time is boring.
Cool, love that.
Well, the rule where I roll a 1 on a D8 is also pretty boring. That's
Reroll any ones, or at least reroll the first one.
Yeah. Can't. It's stuck.
I rolled an 8 +1 for my constitution.
All right.
So that's 9.
I think this die is manic depressive.
I don't like that.
I don't either. You're right. Well, I immediately thought bipolar, but that is also not great.
No, I don't like that. I don't like any of those things.
It's got extreme moods.
That's fine. I think that's okay.
This die has extreme moods.
Fickle.
I guess fickle kind of works.
Incontinent.
Yeah.
Not that kind. The
inconstant?
Well, no.
Inconsistent?
The inconstant. There's an old definition. Never mind.
I believe you, and I love old words.
Lacking
that we
restraint.
Don't use anymore. Lacking restraint.
It's the third definition. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You know? I've been consuming some old media lately, and
yeah, I do love old words. And it's also an extremely stylized old media.
Well, several. I mean, not just Nero Wolfe, but when I was doing the 12 and Amazons, and then the Yellow Thread Street Mystery. Yeah, no, I've been reading old books and getting ideas.
I do love old words, like old words that you're like, okay, fuck, looking it up.
As long as that's the only thing you're getting from Swallows and Amazons into your normal everyday language, that's chill, man.
Swallows and Amazons, like the birds, or like that gentleman's club?
Either.
There's no gentleman's club?
If not, there should be.
sounds like very fancy gentleman's club.
The British children's book from the 30s.
Uh-huh. About children sailing mm-hmm. on a lake in the Lake District.
I'm now imagining a chain of themed gentlemen's clubs that are all named after 1930s children's books.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Just absolutely ruin everything.
Jesus.
Children's books like Why Daddy is Poor, The Gentleman's Club.
Well, my hit points are really easy because at 11 and 12, and I'm working on 11, at 11 because of the mech, then I only need to add one hit point.
Nope, you still roll your d4.
Oh, okay.
And that reduction is only to your casting level, not to...
Oh, okay.
You're on physical level.
Well, but it says 11 and 12 that you're just adding a hit point. Though.
No, Ian has already said that.
Okay, that rule is dumb. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I just need to roll a d4, which I'm going to do right now. That was a 1.
You can re-roll your first 1.
Okay, thank you. That was a 4.
There you go.
No, 3. I'm sorry, it's a 3.
It's a 2. It's a 7.
3 plus 1.
Those are visually distinct.
Well, no, I didn't clear it before, and it was 1 plus 3 is 4, and I'm not. So I'm going to add 4 to my HP.
And Grix got a 1, and Steamboat got a 2.
And that's Grix's 1 due to being subtracted?
Yes, and Steamboat's as well. Yes, they are both unhealthy gentlemen.
They're both unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I first rolled a 1, but then re-rolled and got an 8. For Nacho, and where do I put this number, and what do I do with it?
You add it to your HP total.
To my HP total, just directly.
Usually, yes. If you have some other bookkeeping thing, what are you going to say, Aaron?
I just am not sure how else one would add to.
Sometimes you record the hit die you get each level, or the HP you get each level.
I mean, I
practice
I do.
Double entry. character sheet.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Okay. Where's your what does your subledger do?
Spells, bonuses.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Great. Love that. Just make sure you keep that reconciled.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that puts Nacho at 66 for the HP, the accidental tank.
Wow. Jesus. Wow.
Right?
That you're
you have more hit points than both of my characters together. You have a lot more hit points than both of my characters together.
So both your characters aren't allowed to get hit until everyone else goes down.
How much? How much was it?
66.
Oh, that's so nice. Mine's 87.
I didn't say an actual tank.
Yeah.
Used to be the party's tank.
Once I have my mech, I will be at 62.
The literal tank.
Yeah, but kind of a delicate tank, so. Because I refuse to get the crystal, and I have a feeling I'm going to regret it, so.
It's also real easy to take a fuckload of damage.
Yeah. Grix just hit 25.
That's great!
That's actually, didn't you, like, start with one?
Yeah.
He was very young at the time.
Yeah, like, what, a year and a half ago?
Just walking around in with a game. Push broom everywhere he went for fear of stepping on attack.
But he's been eating his Wheaties, so, you know, working
Ian,
out.
How much time has been spent?
I know you spent 100 days on the ground when you did Harper's Adventure thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, a year and a half sounds about right.
Okay, great.
And yet we've gone through three harvest festivals and three...
Well, it's according...
No, actually, five.
It's according to wherever you are, like, seasonally.
Yeah, we have a hard time measuring orbit, so we really just count every time the rock we're on spins.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it's like, you know, if you celebrate, you know, Western New Year and Lunar New Year and
everybody's
Jewish
got
New
a
Year
different harvest festival. Yeah.
Persian
yeah.
New Year.
There's a lot of diversity in our
Exactly.
population. There you go. Okay.
Yeah. Halfling Harvest Festival. There's Ground Harvest Festival. There's Sky Harvest Festival.
Yeah, people from both hemispheres.
Yeah, it's true.
All right. And then what did Cool Ranch get?
Oh, he rolled a 3, so I add that to 55.
Does he have a constitution bonus?
Is that like the modifier?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a +1. They both have a +1 on that.
Okay, so you would add 1 to whatever you rolled.
Okay.
So, I guess...
Do I do that for Nacho as well?
Yeah, so I guess you gained 9 hit points instead of 8, and then for Cool Ranch you gained 4 instead of 3.
That puts Cool Ranch up to 59. Nice enough. And other character, she 67. Oh, no.
Oh, no?
6, 7. Right, there we go. Hi, Spencer.
Grabbing that younger audience. That's us. all right. And then some folks get spells. I don't think anybody gets a base to hit increase this level.
Nope.
No. Mine.
Never again.
Mine. Oh, no. Mine did mine increase?
That would be nice.
I was going to say they do keep increasing, but.
Oh, yeah. Mine increased to 11.
Hell yeah.
What makes base to hit go up?
Your level.
Your
usually.
Level.
Your level, and if you're, you know, a fighter, basically.
Basically, all the classes progress at different rates, and I will look up, because I'm not sure I extended any of the alchemist tables, but thankfully this has been revealed several times. It's a heavy reskin of the cleric, so I can check the cleric.
But things don't typically change. Well, we just went up 12 in my turn. Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't change after that.
It's like, there's, I think if you look in, like, the epic level play guide, it stretches everything out to 20 and stuff keeps following whatever pattern it was already following, but it's been a minute. I also like that in the base books, the spell levels go up to if your character's level 20, but the hit die charts and other stuff don't.
Yeah.
Hi, Troll Lord. We're sorry.
As far as we know, we're Troll Lord's most popular podcast.
No, their own one about their rules is.
Second most popular podcast.
But that one's more of a talky, just like a...
This is how you play.
Yeah, yeah. Here's what here's the next book that's coming out. Here's a preview.
We have to have some influence, right?
I appreciate that you have hope.
Right in.
What are our numbers looking like? Same as ever?
Kind of, yeah. Very steady. I also need to really get a more reliable statistics aggregator. But, all right, so... Original recipe / nacho cheese Vons. Your base hit actually went from +5 to +6 upon gaining level 12.
Oh, he's going to appreciate that.
And then for Cool Ranch. Cool Ranch is still at the +4 that he was at level 11. So. But all right. So we have the base hit bonuses. And then we have, drumroll please, we have people gaining spells.
Yeah.
Yay.
So, Grix, what spell did you get?
Oh, man, I'm so stoked for this spell. I took the fifth level spell Guards and Wards, which is a wildly overpowered spell where you create a field of spells and traps and defenses that cover a sphere that is diameter 10 feet per level. It lasts 1 hour per level. It is a lower level spell for illusionists than it is for wizards, even though that makes it more powerful because I can just tell my friends to not believe that it is real and they can walk through it. Whereas if a wizard cast it, their friends would be fucked. And it has like spider webs and stairwells and alarms and a bunch of other cool stuff.
Gross. So.
And we can probably go into the exact details because I imagine you're going to use it as part of our tactics planning. Uh-huh. So, all right. Yes, it is the make your CK cry spell in the best possible way.
Yeah, it's like 14 spells in one.
Yeah.
Like if you cast all of the individual spells in it, A, you'd have to know them all, which I think would be some of them would be well more than the number that you literally could cast. So, fascinating.
Yeah. All right. Wealthy, what spell did you choose?
My big spell was a level 5, and it was Wall of Force. And I also took in level 4, Wall of Fire. So I have a couple of walls.
Just putting up walls all over the place.
All over the place. I just nobody touch me. Nobody come near me.
No. Just really firm boundaries.
Yes.
It's made therapy very difficult.
Did I make you pay for your second spell, or did I say that you could skip paying for it? Either is extremely possible.
I don't remember what you said.
Because normally you only get one new spell per level. But you guys also have a lot of money.
Well, so. Didn't you... Weren't you just... I mean, wasn't the fourth level spell just something that you've had? You yeah. haven't used?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that's what you got for level yeah. 11. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying you picked up those.
They were just saying that they're remaining, you know... thematically consistent.
Yeah. All right. Jesus. Sorry. I glanced upon Wall of Fire and just... These are excellent choices for large-scale combat, so...
I thought they were.
Yeah. All right. And then, OG Vons, did you choose a new concoction?
I'm sure I did. I think we did in the secret episode sure. that we didn't
I'm not sure we did. I think we might have punted.
Oh, no.
No, I thought we did. I can't look at the spreadsheet right now because we're recording, but if you look at that alchemy spreadsheet, I think it's like at the bottom.
Oh, that's right. There's a whole spreadsheet.
There's somewhere. A whole spreadsheet.
I have to go to the Google Sheets, the secret Google Sheet that our listeners are. We'll put a link in the show notes.
We will not.
No, not remotely. No, that's not going to happen.
Oh, you took poison.
Oh, that's right.
You made that's it to right. make level 4 poisons.
Except we also discovered that I can just make poisons because that was written into the alchemist thingy that you
I think wrote. I might have said you needed to take them like as a concoction still. But I mean, you can also make the sun grenades, but I gave you that one for free. I remember now you took heal last time. That was one of the big
ones. I'm kind of a sucker for that healing spell stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, heal sounds right.
Yeah, it, let's see, because I have the spreadsheet open, Adam, is it okay if I just read out the quick summary?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Heal cures all HP damage, diseases, magical blindness / deafness, temporary ability damage, and poisons.
Oh, neat.
So it's the, fuck the thing you did to me. I undo it. Screw you. Spell.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Expensive, I bet. Where's that?
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I'm still looking for the sheet.
Yeah, no worries. Costs 125 per dose, although the city has been bankrolling your prep all the potions thing because they know they will benefit it from it, probably directly in some cases for people not you, and directly for you, which makes you more likely to, you know, defend the city and not die, both of which are highly beneficial.
Well, Vons does love breaking capitalism like that.
So Vons, how do you feel that you now that you flooded the market?
Yeah, that gives him like a real special kind of shiver.
Oh no, there's no demand.
Yeah, he doesn't even. Yeah, his that part of him that thinks it's anti-capitalist is having a really good time right now.
Yeah. Small part. It's been locked away in a corner of his mind. But all right. So I think that's everything everyone gained. I mean, Valdroa got the mech, but I think we went over its stats last time.
I thought we could give out potions.
Yeah, that'd be a great idea.
Also that.
Because I have the list of potions and I'm
Oh, I thought we'd be doing that as part of a more tactics thing.
Like either way.
Assigning resources.
I'm sure our listeners want to hear about every potion.
That's why we did the generation of the potions.
Yeah, that's why we did the generation.
Yeah. Oh yeah, let's do the potions now. Why not?
So we had 20 cure light wounds. I want to give 2 each to the each player character, and then Vaughn's Nacho Vaughn's just keeps the remainder. Or we could do 3 each for the cure light wounds. I'm not sure, because that would
that 2 would be probably like... plenty. We should spread it out 2 NPCs.
Okay, then we'll do, and then we'll just do like 5 or 6, like 6 2 NPCs, Ian.
Okay.
And then the remainder to Vaughn's.
Can we get Gex like a little like bandolier just full of ampules so that they can?
I don't want to get Gex involved in something so canonically important.
He does prefer Gex fiction.
Cries softly in the corner.
We'll do. I mean, Gex is not a fighter. Gex seems like a little bit of a scaredy cat, and I don't want anyone getting nosebleeds from non-canonical sources during battles. That's all. I mean, obviously Gex can do whatever he wants, but that's just my opinion. We also had 15 cure serious wounds, and I would like to give 2 each to each of the PCs, and the remaining 3 to NPCs. And when I say PCs, that means both the Prime and Green Day Universe
yes.
versions. Yeah. Yes. So,
2 that was 2 cure
serious wounds.
Serious.
Then there are 11 cure critical wounds. I was going to give 1 each to the PCs and the remainder to NPCs, so 5 to NPCs.
Make that 6. Grix will not take one because he already has one.
Okay.
But you could have 2.
You could have good. 2.
I'm good.
There are 32 first aids. I'm giving out 4 to each of us. And two. Then 8 to NPCs. The Breath of Light Sun Grenade, there are 10 of those. I was thinking 2 each to Cool Vaughn's, Grix, and Steamboat Willie. Unless Grix maybe doesn't want any.
Nah, because I'll be running up and down.
Well, I was also thinking, like, Steamboat Willie, that would be, like, a really effective
yeah,
thing
yeah,
for
yeah,
him
yeah.
to just drop. So, I don't know, maybe just, maybe 3 to Steamboat Willie.
Okay.
So, none for Grix, 3 for Steamboat.
Yeah. And then, 1 to Jesse, 1 to, Weldroa, and then probably the remainder to Nacho Vaughn's.
So that would be the remaining 3.
Yeah, the remaining 3 to Nacho Vaughn's.
Okay.
We have 14 of the heal, which is the really good healing. I want to give 2 for each of the PCs, and then the remaining 2 to NPCs.
That's heal?
Heal.
Yeah.
There are 5 freedom of movement. I would love it if Jesse had 2 of those because she gets grappled all the time.
I imagine the size that I am, I'm going to get grappled as well.
Great. So 2 each to Jesse and Weldroa, and then...
And that's free movement?
Freedom of movement.
Freedom of movement.
And then I don't know who wants... the fifth one. Maybe Cool Vons.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
As a ninja, ninjas like to move.
Yeah, ninjas do like to move.
Yeah, it is their signature there.
Their signature move.
Yeah. We have 7 remove fear, so I think we should have 1 each of those. And then just 1 to an NPC. We have 8 burning hands, and I think that that's another one where Steamboat Willie would do really well for burning hands, so maybe 4 of those for him, and then...
I already have a couple, so that's a lot.
2.
Maybe 2. 2 sounds good.
2 for Steamboat, and then maybe a couple for Cool Ranch Vons.
Regular Vons. Regular Vons can shoot him, and then they blow a yuppie in a pattern.
Great. So 2 each for Steamboat, Cool Ranch, and Nacho Vons. And then 2 for other NPCs. Jessie's not going to want to use that because she's got fuck off a big sword. And
yeah.
So just the remainder to whoever. Aid, there's 14. And I thought just 2 of each. Aid is one of those.
We did first aid. Aid is different.
First aid and aid is different. Yes. Mm, yes.
Don't care for that naming convention.
No.
Yeah, aid is also just kind of...
Yeah. Aid's not nothing, but it's better if you take it, like, early.
Yeah, it's a take at the start potion.
Invisibility. Jessie's not going to get anything out of invisibility, and she already has a couple. So, 2. I mean... I think, like, maybe 5 to Cool Vons, because he's...
Ninja.
Ninja. Good for him to become invisible. And then I don't think Weldroa can use invisibility particularly effectively, because...
Yeah, I'm going to be attacking.
Because of the mech.
Well, there's also the giant external mech suit, which might be good enough around you. I would not include it in invisibility.
I also feel like... possibly Steamboat Willie might get something out of that. So maybe like
maybe 4. Would the glider be covered?
It has been previously, so yes.
Last time. Okay. So I think 4. I think 4 for Steamboat Willie. And like 1. I don't know if maybe Nacho Vons wants a bunch, but he already probably has a bunch.
Says he's got 2 on him.
Well, we'll just leave the rest for him. So that's 6 more for 5 more.
He does love being invisible.
Yes.
Like that's just fun for him.
Healing gas, we have 11. I think 1 for each, and then spread the remainder around. Healing gas is the one where you set it off and then everybody in the like area gets it's like an area of effect healing.
Mm-hmm.
Call lightning. There are 13 of that. I once again think Steamboat Willie and Nacho Vons, maybe 6 each, because and then 1 for somebody else.
Wow, this is probably more potions I'll be able to cast. Also, isn't call lightning the one that lasts forever?
Yeah, but it lets you do 1 cast per 10 minutes.
Yeah, you shoot it out there and it takes several rounds for it to hit between strikes, but
yeah, but it lasts for like a couple hours.
Cool.
Right?
The fucking Blue Angels are happening right now.
Oh, are they?
Huh?
Well,
I can't hear them.
So I can't hear them. I have my headphone half off and I can't hear them.
Oh, I definitely hear them.
For
you're also not looking over the
That's true, but I'm not that far from you.
That back really like protects a lot of sound from the valley.
For context for our dear listeners, it's currently the weekend of Seafair, which means that fighter jets have been flying over our city for 3 days. 4 days. Mm-hmm. And they are very loud because they're relatively close to the ground.
Mm-hmm. I'm giving 6 to Steamboat Willie and Nacho Vons, and if you want to do something else.
That's gonna last for 120 minutes at Vons' level. And if I cast 6 of them, that's 12 hours. If we're
This would be a situation where you basically carpet bomb the battlefield as a protective measure.
I don't know that it works that way.
I was going to say, I'm not sure either if you can concentrate on more than one at once. What you might want to do is just hand them out to your front line.
Sure, sure, sure.
And then they can all throw them at the perimeter as things mm-hmm. start.
I'll give them to you guys,
okay.
And you guys can decide right. what to do with them.
All right.
Okay.
There are 5 level 4 poisons. I don't know what to do with those because Jessie is the most likely to use them, and she does not have poison handling.
I believe our ninja boy has. Wait, he doesn't have poison handling.
As everyone has poison handling, if you believe in yourself.
Yeah, just don't mess up. It's fine.
Don't mess up. Take a heal first. Have a heal in your mouth ready to crunch down on.
I'm checking to see if he has a... He doesn't... I don't think he has... man. Can we go loot Aerosene's remains? Because her dagger seems like a really good idea right now. She had her little poison boots.
You can dip crossbow bolts into poisons.
I was thinking, what if you gave them to people at the front lines and they were able to dip their arrows in?
Or but maybe wouldn't they still have to have poison handling in order to not, like, accidentally nick themselves or whatever?
I will look it up. I believe that is the case.
There's somebody who knows how to do this.
I'm gonna say, yeah.
There's a few nefarious characters out there.
Yeah. I bet Stanton has poison handling.
Do rogues have it?
Oh, Stanton for sure has poison handling. Are you kidding me?
He probably employs a lot of people who employ
poison handling. We could just give all Primeath? Of the... We could give all the poison to Aramith, because she for sure has poison handling. I cannot imagine she doesn't have poison handling.
Did you know that Aramith can pick locks?
Yes, did you know
what I skill did. Isn't on the... Oh, wait, it's Trasta. It's on the... Wait, isn't pick locks not on the assassin list?
But I
no,
thought
secret doors.
I thought she was a rogue, not an assassin.
Exactly. And I don't think I'm looking it up now, but I don't think rogues have poison handling.
Oh.
As a class skill. That's one of the big differentiators.
Oh. Okay.
Taking the cipher script.
Okay. Well,
I mean, Nacho Cheese Vons can dip his crossbow bolts in it and shoot things.
But that's what I'm saying. Does he have to have poison handling for that?
I mean, he does. He made it. This is Alchemist Vons does.
Oh, Nacho Vons. Sorry. Nacho Vons.
Yeah.
Great. Yes. Let's just have him just keep them all then.
For some reason, never thought to give Cool Ranch poison handling or a weapon for it. Maybe he just thought that wasn't cool. I don't know.
And I mean, if you two are standing next to each other, I think Nacho could load could poison a bolt and then hand it to, or, you know, basically do the poisoning application for Cool Ranch and then hand it back.
Do you think Cool Ranch would need crossbow proficiency to borrow one?
Let's check the rogue list. I think rogues can use hand crossbows. Those exist in this game. You can use light crossbows.
Yeah.
And hand crossbows.
All right. And yeah.
You can definitely find one that someone will loan you.
Sure. I mean, yeah, it's wartime. You just find weapons everywhere anyway.
Yeah, they spawn in.
Yeah, you just kill an enemy, you pick up whatever they drop, you wind up with, like, way too much ammunition you can't even use.
I just like the idea that Robert Will Smasher went to check the armory, opened the door, and then it was floor-to-ceiling armor and weapons, and it just spilled out into the hall. Like, how did this happen? Who can say?
The last potion, while we figure out what's going on with poison, is 10 acid. I was thinking we give 2 to... everybody but Wealthy, because giving acid to Wealthy seems bad because it would most likely to damage the mech in a way that can't. Basically, I just don't want Wealthy's mech to get fucked up.
Any more than it's gonna already get fucked up.
Yeah.
We don't need to contribute to it.
All right, cool. So we have all the potions distributed, because Featherfall is on our preparation list, but I don't think we actually made any.
Yeah.
We didn't, because I think
a lot of you already have it, or just decided you wouldn't need it.
Vaunt has a huge collection of potions that are just like in the crib that have been made over various levels that just haven't been used.
Someone made an noise. Was that you, Whit?
Yeah, I have one for Steamboat, which I guess is enough if I fall.
Do you want a second one?
Might want a second one.
Lucky makes you a second one.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
She doesn't even charge you for it, despite the fact that would bring balance to the universe. Now that Vons has become a socialist. Giving away things for free.
Yeah, he's digging this system now.
Here's a thought. So I'm reading through the player's handbook, and it talks about the poisons, and I looked at both the assassin section and the rogue section. The rogue section mentions how a rogue could have a poison blade hidden up their sleeve for a sneak attack. And then I read the assassin section, and it says that the assassin's training means that they never risk accidentally poisoning when applying poison to a blade.
Yeah, so I guess
you could pre-poison the blades for us.
Yeah, if you do it right at the start of the fight, that's fine.
Yeah.
I think poisons don't have a long exposed to air life.
Fair.
But, I mean, it's all within one giant encounter battle thing, so I think that'd be fine.
It probably stays poisoned all day. Maybe not, effective next month or week or whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, so Nacho can hand those out as he sees fit.
Are there any drow?
I mean, probably. Want to, ring one out?
Yes. There are drow.
Drow are all naturally skilled in poison use.
Actually, wait, does CNC have drow?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's in the Crusader's Companion.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was also in Monsters and Treasure. It's not in the core player's handbook, which is fine.
If we have any quicklings, they are also...
I say this with care. What the fuck is a quickling?
It's apparently a type of brownie.
Of course.
It sounds like a type of brownie.
Okay, yeah, they're a drow or something like them. Because there's no reason there wouldn't be. They'd probably just be classified as elves.
It's like a brownie that also... you just cook like a cookie faster.
Yeah, but all right, cool. So we have your potions distributed. You all got levels. And so that'll be the end of this little side episode. And we will pick up with fun tactics choices next time.
Cool beans.
Yay.
Oh, can Vons just bring a cart full of his extra stuff from the lab to the headquarters so that they're prepared with it there for general appropriate use?
Do you mean headquarters as in the Fermenting Fox and just hand them out as people need them, or to command? Or
a command is what I'm thinking, or wherever. It makes sense to supply the hospital.
What about Biartel's headquarters?
I mean, Biartel's is a pharmaceutical. Biartel's is a pharmaceutical. Oh, are you asking for potion production or for handout?
No, he's got
for Kelly's question about Biartel's.
He's got back storage of potions stuff that he's been making over the levels that he just never managed to use. Now, I don't necessarily. So yeah, he's got shaped stone and wood or whatever potions sitting around.
If you can give me the list at some point, that would be helpful.
Yeah.
But yes, you can do that. You can be here, city, and just leave a fucking cart of 600 potions.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with a bunch of dancing lights exactly, but you never know.
I mean, it's pretty dark out there.
I mean, it's
probably going to be a long battle.
Yeah.
Maybe they need some glow sticks to, break the tension between ways. Yeah. But, all right, cool. So
everybody dance.
Vons also donates his lab back stock, and that is where we'll pick up next time.
Great.
Cool.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our Blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.